Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Valsa Williams with the news at 9. The headlines. Free trade agreement between India and four-nation European bloc EFTA to come into effect from 1st October, says Union Minister of Commerce and Industry Piyush Goyal. Union Home Minister Amit Shah inaugurates and lays foundation stone of various development projects of Uttarakhand government worth 1,271 crore rupees in Rudrapur. Rail manufacturing unit at Kazipet to commence operation by next year, says Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnav. IMD forecasts extremely heavy rainfall in Kerala and coastal Karnataka till tomorrow and in southwest Rajasthan today. And in badminton, India enter quarterfinals beating United Arab Emirates at Asia Junior Mixed Team Championships in Indonesia. Union Minister of Commerce and Industry Piyush Goyal today said the free trade agreement between India and the four-nation European bloc European Free Trade Association EFTA will be implemented from the 1st of October. Addressing the session organized by ASSOCHAM on creating global impact towards Vikasit Bharat, Mr. Goyal said all the four countries have ratified the free trade agreement and lodged their documents with the repository in Norway.
All countries have now ratified, all the four countries have ratified the FTA, lodged their documents with the repository, which was Norway, and from 1st October, EFTA will come into effect.
India and EFTA had signed the Trade and Economic Partnership Agreement, TEPA, on the 10th of March last year. The EFTA members are Iceland, Liechtenstein, Norway and Switzerland. The bloc has committed an investment of $100 billion, of which $50 billion will be invested within 10 years after the implementation of the agreement, and another $50 billion in the next 5 years. It will facilitate the creation of 1 million direct jobs in India. The minister reiterated that India will enter into international trade agreements only if they serve the country's interests.
Our negotiation strategy hinges on national interest. At no point of time will the Modi government ever allow national interest to be compromised. That is the pillar on which all negotiations, all discussions, all dialogue with any country in the world is taken forward. And you can rest assured that that doctrine will never ever be compromised.
Union Home Minister Amit Shah today inaugurated and laid the foundation stone of various developmental works of the Uttarakhand government worth 1,271 crore rupees in Rudrapur. Mr. Shah interacted with investors and entrepreneurs from across the country at the Uttarakhand Investment Festival 2025, organized at Rudrapur in Uttarakhand. Addressing people on the occasion, the union minister said the country cannot develop unless small states like Uttarakhand progress.
विकसित उत्तराखंड का बगैर विकसित भारत का निर्माण संभव नहीं जब तक हमारे छोटे राज्य आगे नहीं बढ़ते हैं देश के अंदर सम विकास नहीं हो पूर्व के राज्य जब तक आगे नहीं बढ़ते हैं देश के अंदर सम विकास नहीं हो इसीलिए केंद्र सरकार ने छोटे राज्यों के विकास पर और पूर्वी राज्यों के विकास पर विशेष ध्यान दिया है
Mr. Shah, appreciating the Chief Minister of the state, Pushkar Singh Dhami, said that he has established a balance between industrial development and the environment. The Union Minister also said that Mr. Dhami has chalked out the overall development of Uttarakhand with transparency in policies, speed in implementation and foresight in vision. Mr. Shah said today, with the investment of 1 lakh crore rupees in Uttarakhand, more than 81,000 jobs have been created.
आज यहाँ पर 1 लाख करोड़ के इन्वेस्टमेंट के साथ साथ 81,000 से ज्यादा रोजगारी का सृजन हुआ है और इनकी एंसिलरी इंडस्ट्री से लगभग 2.5 लाख के आसपास नई रोजगारी का सृजन होने का संभावना पड़ा है और सबसे बड़ी बात टायर टू और टायर थ्री शहरों तक इन्वेस्टमेंट को पहुंचाने का काम किया है
The government has convened an all-party meeting tomorrow ahead of the monsoon session of Parliament beginning on Monday. During the meeting, the government will seek cooperation from all political parties to ensure the smooth functioning of both Houses of Parliament. The monsoon session, which will be held from the 21st of this month, will continue till the 21st of August. During the session, there will be a total of 21 sittings of both houses. Talking to media, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said the government is ready to discuss important issues to be raised in Parliament.
कई बिल्स हैं जो इस सत्र में आएंगे जैसे शिपिंग बिल है पोर्ट्स बिल है मर्चेंट बिल्स है स्पोर्ट्स का बिल है और जनविश्वास बिल है एजुकेशन का कई महत्वपूर्ण बिल्स हैं जो इस मानसून सत्र में आने वाले हैं
The BJP today hit out at the opposition, saying that ahead of the monsoon session of Parliament, there are visible conflicts and divisions within the India bloc. Replying to a question, BJP spokesperson Sudhanshu Trivedi told media in New Delhi that Aam Aadmi Party has already announced that it is no longer in the opposition alliance. He urged the opposition to use the forthcoming session of Parliament positively, effectively and constructively.
अभी तो संसद का सत्र दो दिन दूर है इंडी गठबंधन के अंदर तकरार और बिखराव दिखाई पड़ रहा है आम आदमी पार्टी ने कह दिया है कि वो अब इंडी गठबंधन से अलग है तो हम तो यह अपेक्षा करते हैं कि एक सकारात्मक दृष्टि से इस संसद के सत्र का प्रभावी और उपयोगी प्रयोग विपक्ष के द्वारा किया जाए
मिस्टर त्रिवेदी ऑल्सो क्रिटिसाइज्ड कांग्रेस लीडर राहुल गांधी for his social media post in connection with a money laundering case in which the Enforcement Directorate has filed a charge sheet against his brother-in-law, Robert Vadra. He questioned Mr. Gandhi whether he has made these remarks in his personal capacity or as the leader of the opposition, a constitutional position. The Election Commission has said that 95.92% electors have been covered in the draft electoral roll as part of the ongoing Special Intensive Revision SIR in Bihar. The Commission added that with just 6 more days still to go for filling up of the enumeration forms, the Commission is making all possible efforts to ensure that the remaining nearly 32 lakh electors are added to the draft electoral roll. A concerted effort by the entire electoral machinery, along with yet another round of visits by the BLOs, has also been started to establish contact with the remaining electors. The poll body added that over 7 crore 15 lakh enumeration forms have been collected in Bihar so far under the SIR initiative. Union Minister Jitendra Singh has said that under Prime Minister Narendra Modi's leadership, a 360-degree transformation in women's empowerment has been witnessed in the last 11 years. He added that women getting participation so far at unexplored fields like admission in Sainik schools and the National Defence Academy. Addressing a conference in Patna on the theme of Bihar's development through women's participation, Union Minister of State for Personnel, Public Grievances and Pensions, Mr. Singh said the Prime Minister has moved beyond women's participation to resolve for women-led development. Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath today met Prime Minister Narendra Modi in New Delhi. In a social media post, Mr. Adityanath described his meeting as delightful. He said Mr. Modi is the world's most popular Prime Minister. The Chief Minister expressed gratitude to the Prime Minister for his guidance. Earlier, Mr. Adityanath also met BJP President Jagat Prakash Nadda in the national capital today. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back. You're with us on the news at 9. Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnav today said the rail manufacturing unit at Kazipet in Telangana will commence manufacturing by next year. After reviewing the progress of the unit, along with Union Coal Mines Minister G. Kishan Reddy, the minister said the civil works will be completed by the end of this year and rail engines, coaches, wagons and metro rail coaches can be manufactured at the unit in a phased manner, positioning it as one of the largest railway manufacturing units in the country.
This is a mega factory for manufacturing railway coaches. This is state of the art factory. Har tarike se naye technology ka upyog yahan par kiya ja raha hai. Isme 500 crore rupees ka investment lag raha hai. 2026 mein yahan par manufacturing chalu karenge. Is mega factory ka bahut potential hai. यहाँ कोचेज मैन्युफैक्चर हो सकते हैं, इंजिन्स मैन्युफैक्चर हो सकते हैं, यहाँ पर मेट्रो का मैन्युफैक्चरिंग हो सकता है.
द मिनिस्टर अंडरस्कोर दैट द कासीपेट यूनिट विल प्ले अ क्रूशियल रोल इन स्ट्रेंथनिंग इंडियाज रेल इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर एंड ड्राइविंग द कंट्रीज इकोनॉमिक प्रोग्रेस, स्टेटिंग दैट ऑल रेल प्रोजेक्ट्स इन तेलंगाना आर प्रोग्रेसिंग एट अ गुड पेस. ही क्रेडिटेड प्राइम मिनिस्टर मोदी फॉर रियलाइजिंग द लॉन्ग चेरिश्ड ड्रीम ऑफ सेटिंग अप अ कोच फैक्ट्री in Kazipet. Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnav along with Union Coal Mines Minister G. Kishan Reddy today flagged off a new express train to Jodhpur at Kachiguda Railway Station this evening. The train serves the passengers by travelling through Telangana, Maharashtra, Madhya Pradesh and Rajasthan states. Mr. Vaishnav appreciated the efforts made by Parliament members from these states for fulfilling the long-pending demand of the people to have a direct train facility from Hyderabad to Jodhpur. He also assured that a direct train to Ahmedabad from Hyderabad will also be taken up soon after the ongoing works are completed. At least 27 bodies have been recovered after a tourist boat capsized in Vietnam's Ha Long Bay today. According to state media, 12 people have been rescued so far. While search and rescue efforts are underway for 14 people who are still missing, the vessel was reportedly carrying 53 people, including 48 tourists and 5 crew members. The nationalities of those on board have not yet been reported. The capsize happened near the Dao Go Cave, one of the largest in the bay. U.S. Ambassador to Turkey, Tom Barrack, today said that Israel and Syria have agreed to a ceasefire after Israel launched airstrikes on the country, which it claimed were aimed at protecting an Arab religious minority, Druze community. Clashes between pro-government forces and the Druze have killed scores of people since the fall of Syria's longtime ruler, Bashar al-Assad. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued a red alert for extremely heavy rainfall in Kerala and coastal Karnataka till tomorrow. According to the IMD, heavy to very heavy rainfall will continue over Kerala, Karnataka and Tamil Nadu during the next 7 days. Extremely heavy rainfall is also expected over southwest Rajasthan today. A report.
The weather agency has forecast heavy rainfall over Odisha, Chhattisgarh, Sub-Himalayan West Bengal, Assam, Tripura, Arunachal Pradesh and Sikkim during the next 3 to 4 days. Similar conditions will also be present over Jammu and Kashmir, Himachal Pradesh and Uttarakhand till the 24th of this month. Over western part of the nation, these conditions will continue over Konkan, Goa and Madhya Maharashtra during the next 6 days. Light to moderate rainfall with ground lightning is expected over Bihar tomorrow. The IMD has also predicted partly cloudy sky and very light rain over Delhi NCR tomorrow. Adarsh for Akashvani News, Delhi.
On to sports, India secured a spot in the quarterfinals of the Badminton Asia Junior Mixed Team Championships with the dominant 110-83 victory over the United Arab Emirates in their Group D clash today at Solo in Indonesia. In women's cricket, India were 120-6 in 24.3 overs against England in the rain-curtailed second ODI at Lord's in London when reports last came in. The match has been reduced to 29 overs a side due to a delayed start. Earlier, England won the toss and elected to bowl first. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Free trade agreement between India and four-nation European bloc EFTA to come into effect from 1st October, says Union Minister of Commerce and Industry Piyush Goyal. Union Home Minister Amit Shah inaugurates and lays foundation stone of various development projects of Uttarakhand government worth 1,271 crore rupees in Rudrapur. Rail manufacturing unit at Kazipet to commence operation by next year, says Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnav. IMD forecasts extremely heavy rainfall in Kerala and coastal Karnataka till tomorrow and in southwest Rajasthan today. And in badminton, India enter quarterfinals, beating UAE at Asia Junior Mixed Team Championships in Indonesia. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.